in northern New Mexico, a red Angus bull was also found dead and mutilated on October 1st, 2006, which was only 8 days before the cow was found in Valier. Well, that is a small ranching community of Conjilon. It's spelled C-A-N-J-I-L-O-N, but it is pronounced Conjilon, New Mexico. It is surrounded by really high mountain peaks, 10,000 feet plus, and down in the valley, there are perhaps 1,000 head of cattle, and they're on various small properties. One rancher, Albert Martinez, has raised cattle in Conjilon for 50 years, and he had heard about animal mutilations in Dulce, Chama, Mora, and other northern New Mexico regions before, but he had never seen it with his own eyes until October 1st. And he was so surprised by the strange excisions on his red Angus bull that he talked with neighbors and local authorities about it. And the Rio Grande Sun ended up doing a newspaper story about that bull mutilation, and it caught the attention of Gallup, New Mexico animal mutilation researcher Robert Allen. Robert traveled to Conjilon on October 4th, just 3 days after Mr. Martinez found his bull. He met with Albert Martinez at the site. He looked for tracks. He looked for all kinds of signs of things on the ground, and he did a night watch from one of the mountains to see if any aerial craft would show up, because people were always reporting weird lights. And Robert Allen was surprised by what he saw, both on the animal and in the night sky.
We went to the site, and this was approximately 50 hours after the bull was mutilated.
Mm-hmm.
And I measured the distance from the bull itself out to about an 80-yard perimeter there and could not find any footprints, tire tracks, any sign of anything coming to the bull or leaving it. I was startled to find the precision that these cuts were made on the genitalia. Its anus was gored out. Its testicles and penis were removed. It had one eye missing. It had strange marks over its rib cage. It had these cut marks on its hooves and its legs, like something cut these nodules off.
And this is the dew claw.
The dew claw, yes.
And that very specific removal of the dew claw, in which there is a hole left, and the dew claw is taken so neatly, has, in my mind, been one of those details that not many people know.
Yes, it also had the lips around its mouth, down to the jawbone there, removed just in the surface where the teeth are. It wasn't cut all the way back to the ear. The front of its lips were removed, and one of its eyes was taken out, its right eye.
Could you discuss what Mr. Martinez told you about blood on the animal when he found it?
Well, he was puzzled because there was no blood on the ground. There was no blood trail off to the brush there. No blood was coming out of the animal. Also, he said there was an amazing smell to the animal. He said it smelled, how he described it, was like a dentist's office and a doctor's office put together.
Oh, so a medicinal smell.
A medicinal smell, yes. And he says it was quite pungent. You could smell it from a pretty good distance. Now, on the other side of the pasture there, we went to, and there was marks on the other side of the pasture on approximately 60 yards away from where the bull was found mutilated. You could tell an object landed there. There was indentations in the ground, and it was quite puzzling because the terrain, that was on a slope there. So this object came down on a slope and landed.
And what were the marks like?
Oh, they were round in circular pattern. This was October, so the ground was more soft than the hard freeze. So it probably was down a good, I'd say, 12 inches in the ground.
And how big?
I'd say a foot.
And did they have a pattern on the ground?
Triangular pattern. We saw one off to the distance there, to the north of it, and then went to the east and west, and it was a triangular marking there.
Three circles going down 12 inches into the soil on a slanted hillside.
Yes, and they were absolutely precise. There was no variance in them. So that object came down neatly, made that impression, and it took off neatly. I could not find any disturbance on the ground. I didn't see any of the burnt marks. There was no tracks at all going from this hillside to the bull.
And how far, in terms of feet, would you estimate it was from the body of the mutilated bull to where those three triangular impressions were in the hillside?
I would say approximately 80 yards. Went to the rancher. He's been there approximately 50 years himself. His family's from there. His children were born and raised there. And he's been a rancher all his life. His father was too. The area is predominantly Forest Service, the people that work there, and ranching. Over the years, they've seen bizarre light displays over that area. His daughter and her husband were walking through there probably about a year early to that, and they saw these amazing lights in the sky at night. From what he told me, the lights were circular in a pattern. They were yellow, blue, and red, the lights. And they came in at an amazing speed, and they stopped on a dime. And they viewed it for a while, 25, 30 seconds. And the lights took off towards the north of it in an incredible speed. It was gone in a matter of a second out of their view.
Do I understand that what they were seeing when these different colored lights came together, the lights formed a ring in the sky?
A ring in the sky, yes. They specifically saw the lights that were yellow, blue, and red under the belly of it, I assume.
But are we talking about one large object or multiple smaller objects?
One object coming in. And they saw this several times over the years in this area. I saw the incredible light there right after this mutilation in October, as I camped up in the mountains there for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, describe what you saw with your own eyes.
Well, it was approximately about 8:30. The mutilation took place the 1st of October. I was there from the 1st of October to approximately the 12th or 13th. On the 4th of October, I'm sitting there hoping up on top of a mountain that oversees the valley there that another mutilation was going to take place. And approximately 8:30 that night, I viewed an object coming in at a speed that I could not calculate. It came in so fast. It came from the east over the mountains there, down into the valley, and over to a ridge across A.E. Calion there. And the object was a bluish-white streak. It came in accelerating at an amazing speed, and it was losing altitude at the same time. So it looked like it was coming, like it was shot down into the mountainside. It went right into the mountain. I went over to the area. I tried to find it. The terrain's too rugged. It was dark. And I couldn't pinpoint exactly where this object came in, but I just believe that these objects are coming in and out of this valley on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. And that was then the night of October 4th. The bull was found mutilated by the owner on October 1.
Yes.
Now, has anybody in law enforcement in that valley ever just said to you straightforwardly, we're dealing with creatures not from this planet?
Well, I talked to a police officer up there who was there for 34 years. And he investigated several mutilations over the years. And they've never been able to determine how the animal has been killed. No one's been able to find out any person involved in it. No one's ever been arrested. No one's ever been filmed. Some of the mutilations were 4 hours apart from seeing the actual animal to when the animal was found mutilated. It was just startling to these ranchers that they would go out there and view the animals. And then 4 hours later, they'd find one mutilated, not knowing how it happened. No signs, no sign of struggle, no predator kills. None of these animals have any type of teeth marks on them.
Not predator.
No predator at all. So something obviously is landing.
Or they're taken someplace and it's all done and they're returned through this beam technology that I've had at least a dozen eyewitnesses who are ranchers describe to me seeing animals rising in beams of light or lowered in beams of light or dropped from something in the sky that is glowing down through trees, making a ruckus, which is why ranchers have noticed in the first place.
Yes,